Blog Talk Radio.
God, it's been so good.
Good, hey. You say good enough. You have
hey.
Been good to me.
Yeah. God, it's had my back in the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there. I have grown from many cities, three and not very many, yeah. For God to care me and my children. I'm so connected to this.
I'm Brenda Thomas Milton, and welcome to the Metroplex Buzz. And tonight we have the administration with us tonight from the Community Council Area Agency on Aging. Hello, I see that you all is all online, and I'm going to bring you all in live. Okay. Now, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Great.
Well, thank
today.
You all for joining me. I beg
thank
your pardon?
You I said it's great being here with you this evening. I said today, but I meant this evening. Thank you for inviting
yes.
us as well.
All right. Now, I don't know which one I'm talking to, but because I didn't know which numbers that you all was calling in on. And by the way, tonight I'm calling you because my this has been happening all week. We've been having some internet problems here. So hopefully I'm doing this right, but my internet has been out just about all week. So, but tonight is on, and I can see all the callers who's calling in. Thank you all for tuning in. And I know we have one of the administration here, and Mrs. Jessica Walker and Cynthia Franklin. Is there another person that's going to be joining us tonight from your agency?
No, but
you know
no. And I'm Jessica.
Okay. Okay. Well, Ms. Walker, what I want to you all both to do is to kind of introduce to our callers and our listeners about who you are and about just what the Community Council of Greater, this is the Greater Dallas, right? Area agency.
Yes. Okay.
I know you all are celebrating 80 years this year, but I want you to kind of tell the audience about what you do, Ms. Walker first, and then we'll have Cynthia go next, about some of the things that you do there at the agency.
Okay, thank you, Verna. And I am, like you said, I'm going to go first, and Cynthia is going to tell you about some amazing things that we have going on in Dallas. I think we are one of the biggest kept secrets around because we provide so many services. We've been around for 80 years. Yes, we will be celebrating our 80th year anniversary on November 9th, and I want to tell you a little bit more about that later on. But our mission is to improve the quality of life by alleviating poverty, fostering independence and wellness, and connecting people to the resources they need. Our CEO, I'm proud to say, is Charlotte Myers, and she's devoted to making sure that we provide the very best services possible. I wanted to just highlight some of our services, if I could. We have a 211, and it is an information and referral system, and that program is to connect individuals to needed resources. If you ever thought of needing something and you didn't know where to call, call 211. They will connect you to three referral sources, and that will typically get you what you need. We also have what's called a Community Services Block Grant. That's called CSBG. It is a program designed to move individuals out of poverty by helping them to build opportunity through work, career, education, just to name a few. And the last program I'm going to highlight before Cynthia go on is our Dallas Area Agency on Aging. And that is really one of the biggest kept secrets. And we've been around since, well, a long time, more than 40, 50 years. And our program, one in which we provide older adults, those 60 and older, care coordination, family caregiver support, benefits counseling, transportation, evidence-based program classes, and we contract with agencies to deliver congregate and home-delivered meals and caregiver support throughout Dallas County. Now, the big thing I want to leave you with on that program note is that we currently have funds available to assist persons 60 and older with home repairs, rental assistance, utility assistance, legal assistance, just to name a few. And these services are provided at no cost to individuals. Our programs are non-news tested. That means that we provide them free of charge for persons 60 and older. So I wanted to make sure and say that before we get off the line tonight, I'm going to give you a phone number to call, but we really want people to call that number. If you haven't had services this year from our agency, we can help you. If you have had services, you may have to wait a while. But I'm going to let Cynthia go ahead and tell us about the community wellness, the evidence-based programs now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jessica, and good evening once again, everyone. I am Cynthia Franklin. I am the manager of our evidence-based programs and our special projects, and I am delighted to be able to talk a little bit or a little bit more about what we offer here at Community Council of Greater Dallas. So just to give you a bit of background, and all of these classes that I'm going to discuss with you, they're all what we call evidence-based. What does that mean? These programs have all been researched at the highest level by doctors and others who have the credentials behind their name, and they have been proven to work. If you do the programs as given, it's proven to work. And we'll discuss a little bit more about what I mean by that. But they are peer-reviewed. Others who are similar in circumstance and age have gone through these, and the effects have been significant, and not just significant, but sustainable. It's nothing like something working, and then it doesn't work again in a week or two. But it's different if it works, and then you can maintain this for a lifetime. So the programs that we offer are a suite of self-management programs that come that were initially originated by Stanford University, and these are chronic disease self-management classes, diabetes self-management classes, chronic pain self-management classes, and all of these classes can be done in either English or Spanish. And because of the pandemic, we had to make a shift, and now these classes can also be offered virtually or by a toolkit. So if they can't get to us, we can still get the programs to them. And I will give you a little bit more about where the programs are, how long they are, the cost. I'll get into all of that. We also have a fall prevention program called A Matter of Balance. We have a diabetes prevention program, which is actually more of a lifestyle change program. This is a year-long program that actually follows the participant to make sure they have significant and lasting change so that if they are pre-diabetic, they never have to go over into that diabetic state. Diabetes is an epidemic in our country, and we are trying to do anything we can to help people before they get there. So this is a lifestyle change program that lasts a year long. We also have our program called PEARLS, which is Program to Encourage Active, Rewarding Lives. It is a depression management program, and we have stress busting for family caregivers. So I know I've said a lot. To tell you a little bit more about the programs, here is the best part about them. They are delivered absolutely free. There is no cost to the program. But I want you to understand that although the programs are free, there is gigantic value in these programs. If we would charge for these, each session of the classes would be well over $150 to $200 per session. But the classes are delivered absolutely free, and we provide all the materials. Now, each set of classes have a different requirement. I stated that the diabetes prevention program, which is a lifestyle change, that's a year long, and it starts off weekly for the first 16 classes, and then it goes into every other week, and then at the end, the core maintenance phase, it's once a month. Our fall prevention class is 8 weeks long, and we meet once a week for 2 hours. Our program to encourage active lives, usually that lasts about 8 or 9 sessions, 1 hour long. And the first programs that I discussed, the chronic disease self-management, the diabetes self-management, and the pain self-management, those are 6 weeks long for 2.5 hours. Now, the classes are delivered where you are. We come to you. A lot of our classes happen in senior centers and rec centers, libraries, gyms. They can happen anywhere that we can safely gather 8 or more individuals in a private room setting. So we've had them at churches. We've had them in residential areas such as like a game room. Like I say, though, a lot happen at senior centers and rec centers, housing, senior housing places. These are just some of the examples of where we can offer the class. So people have often come up to me and said, hey, this would be great for my organization. Could you do it there? Yes, we can. This would be great for my church group. Can you do it there at the church? Absolutely. So we come to you. The classes, let me see, are held for participants in Dallas County. I think I've touched on all of the preliminary without taking a good breath, and now I can stop and let you ask any questions that you might have.
Okay. You just said all these good classes cost no, and they're all free, and it must be 8 or more people that is interested for these classes. And you could actually come out to the churches as well.
Absolutely.
If it's a nonprofit organization and you want to set up a program at your church, well, how many times a week do you come out?
Mm-hmm.
Would you come out?
So
just once a week?
Certainly.
Or twice?
Certainly. The classes, now, most of the classes are once a week. Once a week, right. Now, a matter of balance, which is our fall prevention class, that one can actually be done twice a week, and that's because there is exercise involved in that class. You start exercising sessions 3 through 8, so a matter of balance can be done twice a week, but the majority of the classes are done once a week.
Okay, but the fall balance is like twice a week.
Yes, it can be done. It can also, you know, if you prefer, we can also still do it once a week. But a lot of times, because of the exercise component, we can come out twice a week.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, as our seniors is always asking, where can they get help with their utilities? And some people need help with their taxes. Do you all just pay utilities? You don't help with taxes?
We do not help with taxes. We do have some programs that we can refer to. I will refer you back to 211. If you call 211, if you need assistance with your taxes, there may be some programs that we know of that will assist with that, but we do assist with utilities. We assist with utilities for older adults and for those people who are looking for employment through our economic mobility program. So if you are under 60, and looking for work, then we can help you there. If you're over 60, then we can help you there with utilities. And that's the program that I was talking about that we do have funding for right now. And we're trying to get people to call us if they haven't been served this year so far.
Okay. So and you have jobs for people as well under 60.
We
but they're seniors.
Through our economic mobility program. That's through the CSBG grant. And like
what is
said,
that's on the what grant again?
Yes, that's the Community Services Block Grant.
Okay,
Community
Service
Block Grant. Mm-hmm. And that is a
mm-hmm.
program that provides helping people out of poverty and helping them to build opportunities through work, career, and education.
So okay,
we're helping
where do these people
out.
Apply? Now, where do they apply when they do? They have a certain number they call from different ones.
Yes, let me give you a number to call right now that you all, if you, but to those of you listening, just so you can write it down in case you have to get off. Our number is 214-871-5065. And if
okay.
you call that number, if you're looking for the Area Agency on Aging, then that's the same number. You just ask for the Dallas Area Agency on Aging, and you will get a staff member or recording that will tell you what to do next. If you're calling for the Community Services Block Grant, you also will just use that particular name in order to get a person with that program.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're looking for evidence-based program, Cynthia, the program that she just talked about, we certainly can
mm-hmm.
take you there too. It'll give you whatever, it'll prompt you to whatever services you are interested in. And then 211,
okay.
that's an easy one because that's going to give you everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. Okay, well, the class, you have some fantastic information. And I know our listeners just probably, I hope they're taking notes for they won't have to call me back and get this information. I hope they're taking their notes tonight and giving it to one another. I have a lot of calls in from people about where do they get information and where do they get service, a lot of services from. And we do know a little bit about the 211 program, so we can help them there. But also your diabetes classes and all of that, I did not know that that was available for different areas of town. So if anywhere in Dallas County, in other words, if it's in Mesquite or Garland, you will still come to these areas as well. Am I
we
correct?
We go to Garland and Mesquite, yes. We go there all the time, Dallas County.
Okay. Now, if people can't get out of their homes to go to things that you all, that they want to come to your agency, do they have, is there a transportation that they can get to come to see you if they needed to come down to talk to someone about their, you know, their problems or their issues that they're having within their home? Or is this done all over the telephone?
The number that I provided, if you
mm-hmm.
call that number, and if you're needing transportation to go for a medical appointment, if you're needing that,
mm-hmm.
If you're needing transportation to go to a pharmacy, if you're needing transportation to go to even just a grocery store, then that number will give you information on how to sign up for a transportation program. Now, at the same time, if that person is needing to get to a class for what we call to prevent social isolation, then they can also ask for transportation to get to some of our classes. So we try to
and it's called prevent from
that's
social
agency on aging. Yeah, to prevent social isolation. If you
okay.
sign up through the Dallas Area Agency on Aging, and whatever services that you think you have a need for, then just talk to
mm-hmm.
them about it, and they will tell you exactly what you are qualified for. There are a lot of people who've gotten wheelchair ramps built on their home. People have gotten assistance with plumbing issues. People have gotten perhaps appliances for their houses that have gone out. They've gotten repairs on those appliances in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I mentioned the legal services. I mentioned it, but I didn't say that you can get help with preparing a will. We do that. And I didn't mention the Dallas Area Agency Director, Doris Sola, has a team of staff who will go to their homes in order to visit them if they can't come in for services.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, too. If you can't get to us, we will get to you. We will call you first and plan a visit, and we
mm-hmm.
will provide that service to you that you are requesting if we can.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you have people with asylum, those that's here that needs to get an asylum?
We do not. We refer to Catholic Charities in
mm-hmm.
most cases, but the other organizations that does that. So I
okay.
want to say, no, we don't typically provide that service directly, but we provide it mm-hmm. indirectly through information and referral.
I see. I see. I've been getting information, concerns about the people who need that, too, with children. They want to
right.
get the children to make sure that, yeah, they don't get deported or whatever. I don't, and I have no information on that at all. So
I would suggest that you call 211, or you can call Catholic Charities, or Cynthia, what is the other organization that's next door to us? Not MetroCare. Catholic Charities will certainly
yeah,
give you
that,
the
yeah.
information for you. But 211 also will give you information on the referrals in Dallas County.
Okay, but Catholic Charities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you all do a lot, I tell you. But let me ask you something. Wonder, for instance, you just told me about how you all help people with their bathrooms with different ramps and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So you all contract with different contracts, small businesses to do that as well?
Yes, we do.
I mean, who has to go out there and build these things for these senior citizens? Do you have a staff that do that, or do you contract?
No, they are contract. We use contract workers, contract agencies, who have a team of people who provide those services. We do not do it directly. We contract with small businesses, some large businesses perhaps. Whomever who puts in a bid and gets that particular bid, they are eligible to provide those services to clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, if you have a person who's a plumber, for instance, and that plumber
mm-hmm.
wants to actually, sometimes they have these new commodes that is much higher for a senior citizen
right.
to be able to, than the lower ones. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, and if a senior citizen need that, and these plumbers need the work, how do a plumber apply with you to let you know that they're available?
Let me just make sure I know what you're asking. So a client is requesting a higher price device or toilet or whatever they're requesting, and we only have a certain dollar amount. Let me just say that. We only have a certain dollar amount that we're dealing with. We will not likely get the highest product out there.
Mm-hmm.
If they require something for whatever reason that is within our particular means and they can justify it, there's a possibility that some vendors may have those items available and may have them at a particular cost. And I believe they have a cost that they have to work with. It's not a price that they
mm-hmm.
can just charge arbitrarily.
Right.
We've been working with vendors a long time.
Let me interject
here. I think what you're asking is if there's a plumber out there who wants to be part of our contract team, who wants to work with us,
right,
contract,
right.
That same number that Jessica gave in the beginning, let me give that one
mm-hmm.
again. It is 214-871-5065. 214-871-5065. They can call that number, and just when they get the front desk or the email, the voicemail, let them know, hey, I'm a plumber. I heard about this business. I'd like to contract. Just give me a call, and then someone can contact them back.
Okay. So any type of problem that one may be having, if they're a senior citizen in their home, if it's a door that needs to be replaced or a commode or a handicap ramp, what all things do you all help them with? Everything or some things?
It's not everything, and it's certainly going to be on a case-by-case basis. It depends on several things. Of course, it depends on, do we have funds? And the good news is we do have funds right now. But you can imagine that there are multiplied people in Dallas County who need help. So let's just say we have a pot of money. It has to be, you know, divvied up between the people. So it's not everything, and it's on a case-by-case. If it's a very large quantity item, you know, that might not be something that we can do right now because we only have a small amount of funds. But if it's maybe when we get our big amount and there's not many people requesting it, then maybe it's a possibility that they can get more things done. So the best way to find out if you're eligible and what you can get done is to call that number and then let them know what help you need. They can let you know.
And right now it's only for new clients, not clients who've been helped before this year, this fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Our fiscal year starts in October. It ends the end of September. Starts the 1st of October, ends the end of September.
In September.
So if you've been helped this year, I just want to make sure that you know that we are not assisting clients with this new pot of money that we have. You can call us, but there's a possibility that we can't provide you. We can provide information referral, but we may not be able to provide you the assistance that you need at this time.
Okay. So, but let me share something with you. We do a lot of legal. I love doing legal clinics to learn more about how to do their wills, how to fill out the paperwork with the appraisal board, and how to protest and appraise. You know, when it was time to do that. I mean, the time has passed now, but it's information that a lot of the people don't know. And So we do a legal clinic sometimes in my church, but is there a cost? I mean, do you have a legal team that also comes out to the community as well? A team of lawyers?
They do have legal clinics. They do have a team of lawyers who work with us, who are contracted by us to provide legal information to clients. They help with wills. I don't have the information of when the next clinic is, but if you call that number, then we can provide that information as well. And what service I did forget to mention, that benefits counseling. So we do provide benefits counseling, which is a major issue. Information on Medicare benefits that are available each year, and there's a 30 block of time that information is available and when people have to enroll. So that's a pretty big program that we provide every year.
Well, can you come out to an event if we invited you out to the community, your team of lawyers, the services?
We will. That's something that I will have to check with the area agency director on when that can happen. But I'm sure it's a possibility that it could happen.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something, too. We're going to take a break in a little bit. I'm going to give you all a break for about 5 minutes because I want to bring on a commercial, something like a commercial. This podcast, I never did a podcast before. This is my first time ever doing a podcast, but I'm enjoying it, and I give a lot of good advice. I'm hoping to help people, but I'm going to give you all a break for about at least 10 minutes, and you all can listen in because I have this young lady who wants to come on, and I'm working with her with a big play that's going to be going on here in Dallas. And a lot of our senior citizens, we want to, such as myself, used to understand and love Sam Cooke. So we are having a Sam Cooke story that's coming to Dallas in next month. So I'm going to bring on the production company that's bringing that into Dallas. But for about 10 minutes, I wanted her to talk, but to give you all a little breath, because when I come back, I'm going to talk about all those. You know, I met you all down at the Centennial, Fairport Centennial. And my good friend, Sister Tolliver, she's a very good friend of me and my family. So we was there for her her honor. You all was honoring her for her services. But I've met so many of my old neighbors. And I said, girl, what are you doing down here? So she was telling me she stayed here. I'm going to say they stayed there. But they was waiting on their van to come pick them up. So I want to learn more about exactly the areas that, I mean, who all do you all tech with? And how did all those people know about the event at the Centennial Hall? But we can talk about that just in a little bit. But I want to bring, I think her name is Miss Prince. I think I have her. Miss Prince, are you there with us now? I think she's on. I'm not for
yes,
sure.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Miss Verna?
I can hear you. Your number, I mean, your, you didn't, did you hit one? Because I didn't see that on.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Okay. Thank you. Well, Mrs., we're going to come back with you all. If you all want to take a little 10-minute break, Mrs. Cynthia, Cynthia, you all, if you all want to take a little 10-minute break, I want to bring Ms. Prince on to talk about her show here that's going to be in Dallas. So, Prince, can you give us a little bit more information about what you're doing also?
Sure. Thank you, Ms. Verna, for having us, being a part of this amazing podcast. And congratulations to you ladies on your 80th year anniversary. It tells us you're truly serving the community with that many years under your belt. And so congratulations. I am Prince E. Jeter, founder and CEO of My Purple Rose Entertainment Group. In conjunction with Fred Walker and Ed McDaniel, we have come together to bring the Sam Cooke story to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This production have been all down in the South for over 15 years. And I was living out there in Atlanta, and I wanted to bring it to Dallas. So here we are with the Sam Cooke story. It will be held August the 12th at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. That's downtown Dallas. We have two shows only. The shows will be held in the Naomi Brewton Theater. Again, Saturday, August the 12th at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through the T-Ball box office or Ticketmaster. Group tickets are available. And this is the story of Sam Cooke. It will take you back. And I know you ladies have mentioned several times about 60 and older. Well, that is Sam Cooke era. You all know, or may not know, because I found out a lot about Sam Cooke myself, in researching and listening to documentaries on him, that he was was killed in 1964. And with that being said, you attending the show, it will continue to educate you on his life. And this was an amazing man, very, very intelligent, smart individual. So I would like to invite each and every one of you on the call out, even if we can get some of the seniors out. I think they will enjoy this show. I think they will be pleased it will bring back memories to them. And they will they will leave, or anyone will leave, feeling like they had experienced Sam Cooke himself on the stage. So, again, I would just like to invite you all to come out and see the show. It's August the 12th at 2 and 6 p.m. Again, tickets can be purchased at the box office or through Ticketmaster. And if you have any questions regarding the show or have just any general questions about the show or about tickets, you can give me a call at 972-904-1825. You also can visit My Purple Rose Entertainment at www.mypurplerosent.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ms.
Thank
Verna.
You so much. And, Prince, one of the things that I wanted to say to Ms. Jessica and Cynthia, that I had an opportunity to have the young man who is the playwright. Also, he acts and he sings. He's going to be the actor of Sam Cooke. He has wrote other stories concerning Nat King Cole, Bobby Womack. Fantastic young man, fantastic young black artist. And I just look at him as being another Tyler Perry. And he's from Atlanta, but when they did the show in Atlanta, it was a sold-out show. And I'm going to tell everybody listening, if you're a senior citizen like I go to the 2 o'clock show because I don't see good at night. So I'm going to go to the 2 o'clock show so I can go to the VIP reception at 6 o'clock, and I'll be on my way home when they start that second show. So so if you're a senior citizen and you don't want to be out at night, you can always come to the 2 o'clock show and be with me. So I'll be there at the 2 o'clock show. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of it's different. And the people who want to be there can always, if we need to, I don't know if we're going to have vans to pick up different people, but if it's enough to go in that van, on one van, we probably will. But we have another caller coming in, and I don't know if you want to say something, if you want to ask some questions. We have quite a few people that's listening in. All you have to do is hit the number one. If you hit the number one, I can see that you want to ask a question or have something to say. Now, we have about 45 more minutes. And so what I wanted to also comment on, Ms. Jessica and Cynthia, is that with your program, that how many, for instance, when I saw all of my friends there, do you all actually work with all different senior citizen homes or apartment units? How do y'all get your information out to those people?
That's funny. And
I know it's funny because
right.
I mean, it was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
you know, we know people because we've been around for a long time. That's one of the things. But also people know people, and word of mouth travel. People talk to each other. But there are probably about 16 senior centers in the Dallas County area. 28 or so recreation centers. We communicate with all of those locations, and they have bands and, well, not buses, but mostly bands, and they we send flyers out to them. They know that we have these programs every year, and they let their people know, and they know to come out because they know that there's going to be a lot of activities. There are going to be a lot of giveaways. They know that we're going to have a nice lunch for them, and so they come year after year after year. We also have relationships with churches. Friendship West was one of the sponsors of the event. They were responsible for providing the food for us that day. So we just have a lot of relationships with people that it's just easy to get the word out about it. Anything you want to add to that, Cynthia?
Yes, it is. I smiled because, Ms. Verna, just what you're doing right now, we people contact us and say, hey, I heard about, could you? And the answer is usually yes. Podcasts, we were on television. We had radio ads, so we were out there marketing however we could, flyers, all of the places that we were doing classes, we were giving flyers, and just what Jessica said, all of the contacts that we already had. And this is an annual event, so it's getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are knowing about it.
Well, you know, I was so happy to just be there. Me and my husband, we were seniors, so it was hot that day, but we found the best parking place to come into one of those doors right there. We parked right there by the door. But I saw some of my friends there, and they was talking about how they go play golf. And they was pushing, actually, and it's kind of funny, because they was pushing these little carts where you sit down and you can push it if you want to walk. I said, do you take that cart to the golf course? They said, no, I do not. I said, well, why do you go play golf if you still pushing that? It was so, so funny. Cynthia, y'all, I had so much fun. I enjoyed myself so much.
Yes.
I didn't know what to do. So I know it's a fun group. They was all so friendly and so caring about each other. I mean, one thing about senior citizens, they look after each other. They look after each other. They make sure that everybody's going to get on the van, you know, and things like that. So
absolutely,
I want you all to know that I hope that some that's listening tonight may want to come out to the show. I know I grew up in that era when Sam Cooke was, some things had happened when he was first coming along, but I learned a lot, and I love Bobby Womack, and across from 105th Street, I like the music. So this little guy that's coming here from, I think he's going to be here a week before the show, to actually visit some of the churches, and I think Friendship West is one of the churches that he'll be going to. And while we're here, I want to also congratulate the pastor there, Pastor Freddie Haynes. It's going to be exciting. Do you think it's going to be exciting, Cynthia? Because I don't know if he's going to, I don't think they're going to move the coalition main office to Dallas, but he's got to do a lot of traveling, probably. He's going to do a lot of traveling, I know, but I'm sure we have a lot of powerful young men who wants to join him and women's too, to be in the Rainbow Coalition. So congratulations to him as well.
I was a little girl in Chicago. We lived in Chicago during the summers, and I remember being a part of, at the time, it was Operation Breadbasket, going to those meetings. That was the most fantastic experience. I think everybody deserves to be a part of something like that. It's a big deal.
Jessica, that's you who has lived, you know, in different areas or where?
Yes. I lived in Chicago during the summers. I had relatives there, and from the age of 15 through college, I would go to Chicago every summer and work there. And you know, when it became Operation Push, I, you know, would attend some of those meetings at that time. So, yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to work with, you think that, I don't know if he's going to have a coalition out of Dallas to work with him or what, but I'm hoping that he do to kind of, you know, to help him the same way that Reverend Jackson had up in Chicago. So we'll see. It's going to be exciting.
I think he's going to need much help. I think he will need help, yes, but I think that he knows a whole bunch of stuff. Let's just say
Well, you know, I wrote a book called My Power in Three. But in my book, I talk about how I was raised in Fort Worth, Texas, on the north side. And I was actually raised, I guess, I was raised on Ross Avenue, and our home was in the 2900 block, but on that corner of 28th, on that corner of the 28th and Ross was a church called Haynes. It was a Holiness Church. And I talk about that church in my book, and it has speakers on the outside of that church. But that was Freddie Haynes' great-grandfather's church.
Right.
And his whole family has been in the ministry for a long, long time. So he comes from a family of preachers. You understand what I'm saying? But I remember that church. I remember his family back when since I was a little girl. And when I met him here in Dallas with Judy Lott and Mr. Lipscomb, I was shocked because I had already knew his grandfathers and everything too growing up. But I talk about that church in my book a lot, how we used to go to their church and look at the people in there shouting and getting happy. And to us, that was funny. But today, it's a part of our lives now, as we learn. But anyway, I am excited about this interview. Yes,
I'm sorry. Before we get off of here, I don't know how much longer we have, but I did want to mention one thing, a couple of things. One is an ask, and Cynthia is going to actually ask that because there's a need for volunteers for evidence-based programs. And I wanted her to also just share a little bit about the diabetes statistics in Dallas because I think that's very important.
Okay.
But I wanted to let you know that we have in 2017, actually in 2015, Obama launched what's called the All of Us Research Program. It's a part of the National Institutes of Health, and it was launched for the purpose of inviting 1 million people across the U.S. to build one of the most diverse health databases in history. And this database will help researchers learn factors that will impact our health and learn new ways to treat and prevent disease. So I just wanted to say that because we've talked about it quite a bit, and African Americans, Latinos, and other minority races typically do not participate in research. So that's a slice of information that is not in what needs to be shared with everybody, just so we'll know that. I'm sorry, my phone is ringing. I'm using my cell phone. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I didn't know because it's ringing. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so if we participate in research, we have an opportunity to impact history for our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids in the future. If we don't, we really have a problem. So when medicine is being developed and it's not being developed with you and me in mind, it's developed based on some other genetics, then we have a problem. So this research program is one of the things that we are also doing at the council. We are helping to enroll individuals through the Baylor Scott & White Health System by them taking their blood specimens. It's not anything that they have to be fearful of, but it's something that is really, really needed. So I just wanted to mention that and encourage people to call us, call that same number, and just ask for information about the All of Us Research Program.
All of Us. Okay, it's called All of Us,
All of
Research.
Us. Mm-hmm. All of Us. Yes, ma'am. And Cynthia, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. I could not let this. I was going to have to stop Ms. Verner. She said, okay, the show is over. I'm like, no, wait, there's more. But thank you, Jessica, for giving me a cut in. I wanted to give, if I could, and I can make it quick, just some statistics. And they're slightly sobering, but there is good news at the end. Talking about chronic disease in America. And I looked this up from the Center for Disease Control, their national prevention and promotion information. It says here that 6 in 10 adults in the United States have a chronic disease, 6 out of 10. And 4 out of 10 of those adults have two or more chronic conditions. And it says the leading cause of death and disability and the leading cause of the nation's over $3.3 trillion health care crisis are chronic diseases. We're talking about things such as heart disease or chronic lung disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, kidney disease, diabetes, cancer. But if we continue on, talking about pain in America, it says here that more people live with chronic pain than live with cancer, heart disease, and diabetes all combined. more people. More than 30% of Americans are living with some form of chronic or severe pain. And then if we drill it down even further and we talk about the epidemic of diabetes in the United States, 30.3 million people have diabetes right now as we speak. That's one out of four people. One out of ten. But here's the one out of four. One out of four don't even know they have it. That's the scary, sobering part. And that's another reason why the Diabetes Prevention Year-Long Lifestyle Change Program came about. There are risk factors for diabetes, being overweight, having a family history, being inactive, or get this, being 45 years old and older. How dare you? Just getting older gives you a greater risk factor for all of these diseases. It says 9 out of 10 people are pre-diabetic, and half of them don't even know it. Half of them don't even know it. So the programs that we offer, the free classes that we offer, are so necessary. Here at Community Council and at the Dallas AAA, we have wonderful programs, programs that help, you know, if people need help with their homes and help with their finances, help with legal, help with caregiver support and counseling. But the education classes that are given free are also life-changing and life-saving. So we're always looking for people in the community who want to give back. Our champions come from people who have taken our classes and have been grateful. You know, their lives have been changed or their lives have been saved. We are always, always looking for volunteers to help teach these classes. That's how these classes are done. We have a very small team of extremely educated, intelligent, and excited staff, but we could not go all over the county and be at every event and go to every church just on our own. We need the community's help. So if there's anyone listening who would be interested in being that superhero in your community, we are looking for you. And we do have an upcoming training next month. So if you are at all interested in becoming a volunteer, helping us teach these classes, helping us even in the office, we are looking for you, and we are ready to have you join us. So once again, that number is 214-871-5065. And just let them know Cynthia sent you. Tell them that. And I want to volunteer, and they will get you over to us because we are looking for you. We need your support.
Okay. Okay, you're going to have a lot of people probably calling that number pretty soon because I'm hoping that you get some good volunteers. Now, let me ask you something else. In your program, you have a program for senior citizens who want to work also, right? I forgot the name of the program, but people who want to work and they're 65 years or older and want a job, how do you go about helping people do that? What type of program do you have there to help people find work? Do you have different companies that will hire them, or how does that program work?
Jessica, do you have information on that, or do you want me to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm going to refer you back to 211 for that one. We don't have a program that provides senior employment as such. But we do have our economic mobility program. If a person is able to work and willing to work of any age, then we will consider that person for job opportunities, for trainings or whatever. Now, granted, that program, you have to qualify. You have to be 125% low poverty level in order to qualify for that program. That's one thing I did mention earlier. That's a requirement that CSBG mandates that we have. So if that person is within that particular, falls within that guideline, then certainly they qualify for job opportunities. We don't provide the jobs as such, but we do provide referral. We do provide training. We do help them. We help them to get a job and get training. But in the interim, we provide the resources that they need before they get the job. So of any age, if a person is able and willing to work, then they can.
Under this mobility program.
Economic mobility, yes.
Economic mobility,
211 will give you other information on other job opportunities for persons 60 and plus, and not 60 plus. I know that the Urban League, not the Urban League, I'm sorry, the AARP used to have a program for seniors. I'm not sure about that now. You can also check with Senior Source. Those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head that would be an excellent resource for them. AARP. One of the things that we do at Community Council, Verna, is that we don't like to keep programs that help people a secret. We provide referrals to those particular agencies. So because they are a partner in AARP as well. So just keep those programs in mind for any employment opportunities.
Okay. Well, we have some more. We have quite a lot of time still left, and I want y'all to know that we have about 30 minutes still left here. So if you want
to
talk about the...
You're going to keep us up all night?
I can bring somebody else on before we go off. But I want you to talk about this one thing. You all have a fantastic banquet that's fixing this to happen. I think next month. Dale Hansen is one of your speakers.
Yes.
He's going to be your main speaker.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it is a wonderful event. It has Dale Hansen is going to be our keynote speaker. We have opportunities for sponsors to sponsor the event. When we talk about the services we provide, we have a lot of services, and we don't ask the clients for money for these services, but we have to pay for them some kind of way. So the celebration that we're having and some of the other events are fundraising opportunities for us. We have to have sponsorship for those funds that we are raising in order to be able to pay for the services we provide for the clients. You heard the saying, there's no thing as a free lunch. Well, we're not saying that necessarily, but there are things that are free, but it still has a cost associated with it. So, but this is a fun opportunity for us to celebrate our history. We've been around a long time. We've done a lot of great things. We've involved our board of directors from years back that have been a part of the program, some of the former CEOs and executive directors of the agency. Will be involved in terms of the planning of it. Of course, our very own CEO, Charlotte Myers, is a major part of the planning for this particular event, but it's a wonderful opportunity for people to attend. Anybody can attend. There is a cost for the luncheon. If you're interested in buying tickets for it, a ticket for an individual or a group of individuals, then please call that same number that we talked about earlier. If you're interested in buying a table, if you're representing a church or a nonprofit organization or a business, please consider being a sponsor for it. It is a worthwhile event that really you will find it an opportunity to network with individuals as well as gain some really helpful information, not only about Community Council, but about other programs as well. So we ask for your support, but we also ask for your participation in the event as well.
Okay. Now, how much is the ticket?
And I would just like to add, if I could just briefly let me add, the day of the event is November 9th. I'm not sure if Jessica stated that or not. It's November 9th, 2023. And the event will be held at the Arts District Mansion. And as you stated, the former WFAA sports anchor, Dale Hansen, is our keynote speaker. The event does, the VIP reception starts before the event at 6 p.m., and then the event kicks off at 7 p.m.
Okay. Now, how much are the tickets for this event?
Let me see. I'm looking for the price of those tickets because I'm not completely sure.
That is something probably they're going to have to call to get, because we're trying to work that out.
Okay.
I think they may have a cost, but I'm not sure of that, and I hate to quote a wrong figure.
But if people want to work with, do you have a group of people, a coalition helping you with selling tickets or group tickets or trying to help you get sponsors? Do you have a group that does it, a marketing group? Do you have that established?
We do have people who are working with us, but we are open to other individuals helping as well. And I will refer you to calling our CEO, Charlotte Myers, at that same phone number, and she will get back with you, Tina. The development director will also give you a call back and tell you how you can be actively involved in that. We need to get tickets sold, so that's certainly something that's very, very critical to
Because hopefully you all can get some major sponsors that will donate tables for your senior citizens and things like that.
Oh, yes.
Well, I may give Miss Mars a call. But
please do.
Right. I will. And, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about our church, has a big gym that was, I mean, I would love to get you all over here to have at least the clinic that helps the people with the mobility, as well as teach them about the diabetes and things. So do you all also have people to come out and talk to them about diabetes as well? I know you have the other classes that you all may do, go to churches and things and do, but how about the diabetes and the program that you just talked about?
The diabetes prevention program, the year-long lifestyle change program for the individuals who are not yet diabetic, and then we have the diabetes self-management class for individuals who might already have diabetes, or maybe you are concerned with about a loved one. I started off this working in this whole program and seeking help because my daughter was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes when she was very young, barely in her teens. And I was a mom, like, what does that mean? What does type 1 diabetes mean? I don't even understand. So I was going all over the county looking for help and resources. So I took the diabetes self-management class. I myself don't have it, but my child does. So the diabetes self-management is not just for people who have it, but maybe you're concerned for a loved one. You would like to just be able to know more about it yourself. But both of those programs we absolutely are able to do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you back about that. I'm going to first talk to my pastor about it. And I hope some more is listening from my church as well. But I'm going to try to get you.
What church do you attend?
I go to Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. Mesquite Friendship is off of I-80 between Galloway and Vetline.
Yeah, I have some very good friends who used to be a member there, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things, too, while I'm talking about my church, let me tell you all about what we're doing. You know, Ms. Francis and Jessica, I've been involved with Stella so long, but I am so thankful to God. I have to say this. I'm so thankful to God that some of the things that I have gone after to try to do to – I used to be in law enforcement back in the 80s, so I've seen things, but what has really disturbed me is the killing. I mean, so many deaths we have had just since school is out from these children. So my advocating for clear backpacks and clear totes started back in 2013. There was a young man by the name of, I think his name was Mr. Williams. He was, he used to be a railroad commission. But he was over TEA at the time. And my first visit was with him because I wanted the TEA to adopt the fact that they need to get clear totes into the stadiums, because if you go to a football game, a basketball game, somebody have a gun, you won't even know that they had that, because they could have easily brought it in. So I was so irritable, and because it was danger to me, I didn't feel comfortable. So I started advocating back in 2013, and it was not until 2014 till Dwayne Carraway and the mayor and the city council of Dallas adopted my concept to have clear totes for the Cotton Bowl, for our park Cotton Bowl, for that year before Grambling and the OU games. So they adopted that concept that year, 2014. So today is 2023, and I am celebrating. I mean, inside of me, I'm thankful to God, because now it's mandated that a lot of the schools have to have these clear backpacks. And me being in law enforcement, I know, that's a deterrent. Nobody's going to think that I'm going to take my gun in my backpack today because I'm going to school. You can't do that. If everybody has to have that clear backpack, folks are going to see what you have in that backpack. So a word to the, to the people who wants to, the young people who think that they can get away with that, it won't happen. So we're trying to get every school mandated to have these clear backpacks. But I prayed about it, and sure enough, we have it. We're going to do it. We're going to give away over 500 free clear backpacks at my church.
Wonderful.
That's going to be on the 5th of April. The mayor's giveaway is going to be that Friday, which is going to be on the 4th. But the mayor's conference is also only giving away helping Dallas residents. They help you. You have to be a Dallas resident to even go there. But also, DISD is going to help with giving those iPads in clear totes. They don't give really books there anymore. They give them iPads. And
what?
So,
wow.
I worry about this because I wonder, do any of those kids know how to write? Do they actually know how to write?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're up against today is something that I've never seen before in my life. And we're going to be giving away clear backpacks, and we have some gift certificates to help parents who is low income and really need some help. And I'm allowing one of my church secretaries to help me with that, screen those people who want those gift certificates. So we got Target helping us with some of that. I just got a word from Walmart that they're going to want to join us. But I don't know what Walmart's going to do. But I'm trying to get sponsors to help us. And we got quite a few. But I'm so thankful to my sponsors, especially the Good Foundation, who is sponsoring all these backpacks. And we're going to have we've got some more people that's going to be probably buying 100 more or whatever. But these is only going to be for the suburbs. I'm talking about Mesquite, Box Springs, Cleburne, Lancaster. Lancaster is mandated. They got to have clear backpacks. Mesquite, you got to have clear backpacks. So do you have to have them in Cleburne and also Box Springs. Now, Garland, I don't think all the schools is mandated yet, but we're going to have, but Garland children can also come and get, and try to get them a backpack as well. So, again, that's going to be on April the 5th at the Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church. That's where I go to church, under the leadership of Pastor Caleb Turner. And so I'm very excited about this. My church is so sweet to me. Even if I want to have you all over, I'm going to tell them about what you all do, and hopefully we can have one of your classes there as well. We have a lot of people that needs to know about their health, learn about their health, learn about your services. And I'm just very, very thankful to you all for giving me the time to interview you, to bring you on and be a part of our show. So if you all want to have, we got about 15 more minutes to go. So if you want to have some closing remarks, you may.
Well, Cynthia, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
This time.
Certainly. Certainly. I just thank you so much, Ms. Vernon, for the opportunity to get the word out. We refuse to be the best kept secret any longer. We are here to get the word out about all that Community Council does, all that we have to offer at the Dallas Area Agency on Aging. Hopefully everybody was able to get the number. But if not, I am going to give you that number again. If you're interested in any of the services that we discussed tonight, if you are wanting to help us volunteer and become that champion in your community, if you're interested in the 80th anniversary celebration, just give us a call at 214-715-0065 and just let them know which service you're interested in volunteering, some type of assistance, the 80th anniversary, anything that you're looking for. We are there. We're not going anywhere. As you know, we're celebrating 80 years. And if you need that help, if you need that assistance, and we have it to offer, let's come together and get you what you need.
And I took the easy route that time, so I can just sort of say ditto to everything Cynthia said. I really thank you for the opportunity for us coming on tonight. And those who are listening in, I really hope that we provided some useful information. And know our sincerity. We are very, very sincere regarding what we've stated, and we want you all to know that we are here for you. We are all part of Dallas Together. I like that saying because Dallas Together just makes us sort of a sisterhood, brotherhood, a community that cares for each other. And if we keep that concept, that we'll be okay.
Yes.
Like I said, we have a lot of things to offer, but we have a lot of work to do. And we are always looking for grant opportunities on a national level, on a local level, statewide level. We've received a number of grants over the years, and we constantly are going after things. And it's not about us getting those things for us. It's about for us getting them for our community. We love Dallas County. We love the things that we do, and we want to keep doing these things in order to bring more services to help people. And programs like this certainly makes it possible because it allows us a forum for getting the word out. So I thank you again for this opportunity, and I'm going to say good night.
Okay, well, I want to say this one thing, too, before you hang up. This show is being recorded. And so if there is somebody on the line or is listening tonight and want to come back and to re-listen to this episode, they may do that. And you can always go into the Block Talk Radio website and look for the Vernus Metroplex Buzz and actually find us and go to this particular episode and click it on, and you can hear everything that we just talked about.
Wonderful.
And there's a link that also, if they want to speed up the conversation or what we're doing, they can move it to listen to what they want to hear. So it's being recorded, and it will be available for people to listen to after tomorrow. So I'm glad about that. And I want to thank again my nephew, who's my little sponsor. He sponsors me to do this. He thinks that I don't have nothing else to do but do a podcast, but I know, but it's not all God's will, because it's helping so many people, And thank you all so much for coming on tonight. I've enjoyed the interview. I will be calling you back.
Wonderful.
And, yes, and my husband used to work with Mrs. Tolliver them in the 211 program, so I want to say a shout out to her. I think that she's listening tonight, and I hope that she's feeling all right. And and so we will. I will be calling you. I beg your pardon.
I just said we miss you, Carolyn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If
she's going
to
be missed,
in,
but
I
she's
going to know we miss her.
Yeah. Well, we've known her for quite a while, and but I was so happy that I was there, because if I had not been there for her, I wouldn't have never met you all. So I thank you for allowing me to interview you. I will be calling you back and getting back in touch with you. And, again, I want to make sure that we let all of your participants know that we are also having those clear backpacks giveaway on August the 5th. So if they have some nieces and nephews in this area who in those school districts, they can come by the church and try to get them one. I think those backpacks are selling for about $20, best size backpacks, about $20-$25. So they'll save a little money by getting a free backpack. And also, we'll talk about what you say now.
Hey, Ava, show her your spot.
I beg your pardon? Are y'all still there?
Oh, sorry. We're here.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to, I know this is almost, it's almost 9 o'clock, so we're going to go ahead and I'll let you all go and go off and get off the line. But listen, you all have a good evening, and I want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight, and if you please will listen to us next Thursday. Hopefully we'll have Kevin Kelly on, the owner of Kitchen Cocktail. So that's who I'm trying to get on next Thursday. Thank you again, and we wish you a very happy night.
All
okay?
right. Thank you.
Thank
All right.
You.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.